Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, January 26, 2026, through Friday, January 30th, 2026. Monday, January 26, 2026. Zeta kicks owner sentenced to federal prison for $80 million wire fraud and bank fraud conspiracy. Michael Makezada, the former owner of Zeta Kicks LLC, a now defunct Oregon corporation that sold limited edition and collectible sneakers online, was sentenced to federal prison for his role in a vast fraud conspiracy that cost customers more than $65 million in unfulfilled orders and defrauded financial institutions out of more than $15 million. Makezada was sentenced to 70 months in federal prison to be followed by 5 years of supervised release and ordered to forfeit more than $15 million in assets. According to court documents, Makezada started his business in 2013. By purchasing limited edition and collectible sneakers to resell online. Beginning as early as January 2020, Zeta Kicks began offering pre-orders of sneakers before the public release dates, allowing Makezada to collect money up front before fulfilling the orders. Makezada advertised, sold, and collected payments from customers for pre-orders knowing he could not satisfy all orders placed. By April 2022, Makezada owed customers more than $65 million in undelivered sneakers. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney's Office, 2026. Tuesday, January 27, 2026. TD Bank insider pleads guilty to facilitating money laundering. Wilfredo Aquino, a former New York-based TD Bank N.A. employee, pleaded guilty to facilitating a money laundering network's movement of hundreds of millions of dollars through TD Bank's accounts. According to court filings, beginning in 2019 and continuing until February 2021, Aquino, then a TD Bank assistant store manager, leveraged his position to facilitate money laundering. During that time, the leader of the network, Dai Ying Zi, also known as David, and his co-conspirators, collectively known as David's Network, moved approximately $474 million through TD Bank accounts by depositing cash at TD Bank stores in New York, New Jersey, and elsewhere. In February 2022, David pled guilty to coordinating a $653 million money laundering conspiracy, operating an unlicensed money transmitting business, and bribing bank employees in connection with financial transactions. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney's Office, 2026. Wednesday, January 28, 2026. Seven defendants sentenced to prison for their participation in transnational telemarketing scheme that defrauded victims of more than $12 million. Seven defendants were sentenced in connection with their roles in a scheme to launder money fraudulently obtained from victims of a transnational telemarketing scheme, many of whom were elderly. The proceeds of the scheme were shared between the defendants and co-conspirators located abroad. From approximately January 2022 through December 2023, the defendants and their co-conspirators participated in a scheme in which India-based co-conspirators contacted victims by phone and convinced those victims to send checks and money orders addressed to the defendants and other U.S.-based co-conspirators to various addresses in the Eastern District of New York. The India-based co-conspirators fraudulently induced the victims, many of whom were elderly, to send checks to the defendants under false pretenses, indicating that the victims' money was at risk of being stolen from their bank accounts. After receiving the victims' checks, the defendants and their U.S.-based co-conspirators laundered the checks' proceeds through their own bank accounts and other bank accounts they controlled, shared the proceeds among themselves, and sent the remainder of the laundered proceeds to the Indian-based co-conspirators. The scheme is estimated to have netted over $12 million from victims across the United States. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney's Office, 2026. Thursday, January 29, 2026. Bronx, New York woman sentenced in nationwide sweepstakes fraud scheme targeting the elderly. Ricky Ricoline Gibbs was sentenced to 51 months in prison for perpetrating a multi-year scheme to defraud elderly victims across the United States, which resulted in losses of over $1.6 million to more than 20 victims. Gibbs previously pled guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud and mail fraud. According to the superseding indictment and statements made in public filings and in public court proceedings, from at least 2023, Gibbs and others engaged in a fraud scheme perpetrated against elderly victims, the Elderly Fraud Scheme, through which Gibbs and her co-conspirators defrauded more than 20 elderly victims of more than $1.6 million. Victims of the Elderly Fraud Scheme typically received an unsolicited phone call or text from an individual using a common name, for example, Robert James, Robert Hill, or Mark Miller, claiming they had won a life-changing amount of money and a luxury car, but needed to pay taxes or fees to addresses and accounts specified by the caller before receiving the prizes. The caller then remained in contact with the victims, and after the victims made their initial payments as directed, informed the victims that additional payments were required to receive their purported winnings. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney's Office, 2026. Friday, January 30th, 2026. Illinois man charged in Snapchat hacking investigation. Kyle Zvara was charged with phishing the Snapchat access codes of nearly 600 women in an effort to hack their Snapchat accounts and steal nude photos where he kept, sold, or traded on the internet. According to the charging documents, from at least May 2020 to February 2021, Zvara used social engineering and other resources to collect victim emails, phone numbers, and or Snapchat usernames. He allegedly used those means of identification to access victim Snapchat accounts, which prompted Snapchat Inc. to send account security codes to victims. Using anonymized phone numbers, Zvara allegedly posed as a representative of Snapchat Inc. and texted more than 4,500 victims requesting those Snapchat access codes. When approximately 570 women provided those codes, it is alleged that Zvara accessed the Snapchat accounts of at least 59 women without permission and downloaded their nude or semi-nude images. It is alleged that once he had stolen the images, Zvara sold or traded on them on internet forums or in transactions with others who had hired him to hack the Snapchat accounts. Zvara allegedly advertised on internet forums like Reddit that he could get into girls' Snapchat accounts for others and provide content for you or trade. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney's Office, 2026. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.